She was tanner, too, and freckles now dotted the bridge of her slender nose. "Did you have a good flight?" she asked.
"A few of them."
He wasn't about to tell her that he'd been tempted to eat the tourists more than a few times throughout the trip. He loved Izzy. She was his best friend and the sibling he was closest to. But there were things he didn't share, not even with her. She laughed as she took a step back from him. Her eyes focused on his right arm, and she slapped her hand against the tattoo there. "What is this?"
"That, dear sis, is what most referred to as a tattoo," he teased.
She rolled her eyes at him. "I know that, but when did you get it?"
3 months ago.
"Why? You've never shown an interest in tattoos before." Ethan glanced at the intricate black flames that curled up from his wrist to the middle of his bicep. A black phoenix on his upper bicep rose out of the top of the flames with its wings spread wide. He wasn't about to tell her the real reason he'd gotten the tattoo, so he just shrugged and retrieved his bag.
"Boredom," he answered absently.
"Boredom?" she inquired in a disbelieving tone.
"What can I say? I've had no one to entertain me since you left home."
His words had the effect he'd been hoping for, as she laughed and slipped her arm through his. "I'm sure you've had plenty of people keeping you entertained with the mob that lives there."
"Yes, but no one quite as fun as you."
"I do have to agree with that," she said, and flashed a smile. "You should see the house that Stefan has rented for us. It's beautiful." His gaze traveled past her to the large and powerful vampire standing just beyond her shoulder. Stefan's onyx eyes were focused upon Isabel before he turned to look at Ethan. His black hair curled around his face, easing the austerity of his high cheekbones and the narrow bridge of his nose. Ethan had never been quite sure what to make of the guy. He'd always been a bit arrogant and more than a little overprotective when it came to Isabel, but he made Isabel happy, and in the end, that was the most important thing.
"Stefan," he greeted. "Ethan."
Stefan smiled at him as he extended his hand.
"It's good to see you. You also."
Ethan realized that those words were true as they shook hands. Stefan had become easier going and more approachable after his bond with Isabel had been completed, but Ethan had never really considered him a friend. He was family, though. "Is this all you have for luggage?" Isabel inquired. Ethan turned his attention back to his sister.
"I travel light."
"Apparently. Too bad Mom and Dad couldn't come with you." He was used to her abrupt changes in conversation, so he wasn't thrown off by it now.
"They've got enough going on with that devious horde they're raising."
Isabel laughed as she began to tug him into the crowd. "I can't wait to see them again. I've missed them and everyone else so much."
"They've missed you too," he told her, as Stefan parted the crowd before them. "I know they're looking forward to you returning home next month."
"Me too, but we've had an amazing trip. I loved Rome. I think it was my favorite. You have to see it one day. Maybe the next time we go, you can come with us. Australia, too. You would love it there. Aiden would probably get himself killed swimming with the sharks, but I'm pretty sure that's where he belongs."
"You think he belongs in Australia or inside a shark?"
Ethan was unable to keep the humor from his voice as he asked the question.
"Australia," she said with a laugh. "But there were a few times I would have liked to have fed him to a shark."
"Me too," Ethan agreed.
Ethan couldn't help but smile as she started to ramble on again about all the places she and Stefan had visited over the last 6 months. It amazed him how much she had changed from the girl that had once been determined to never leave home because she was determined not to find her mate. That girl had been happy and content with her life, but the woman on his arm radiated joy and actually seemed to glow as she bounced along beside him. Stefan stopped beside a blue Jeep and opened the passenger side door. Isabel released his arm, kissed Stefan on the cheek, and jumped into the passenger seat. Stefan smiled at her as he closed her door and walked around to open the hatch door. They stepped aside as the door swung out toward them.
"She's really missed you guys," Stefan told him as Ethan placed his bag inside. "We've missed her too," Ethan said as he closed the door. "She seems really happy, though."